Today is the 12th of April. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So, we thank the Lord. I am feeling a lot better. Oh my God. I don't even know what it was. I don't even know what it is, or I don't really care. Just glad that it's gone. But my husband seems to think it's because I'm doing a lot and I'm not resting. And yeah, so I'm going to try and rest this weekend, even though I have a few things going on, but I'm going to try. Anyway, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4, 12 to 13. And it says this: I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. And so, Lord, our prayer is, Father of all creation, we confess that our life and the circumstances in which we try to live it are beyond our ability to control. We thank you for being present to comfort, protect, guide, and empower us to face each situation with confidence and assurance. Because you are with us, O loving shepherd, we know that we will have all we need to live victoriously for you until the day we go to share with you in your glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, God. Oh yes. We serve an awesome God. We serve an amazing God who has said to us that He knows what it is to be in want and need and to have plenty. He's learnt the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. And then He assures us that we can do everything through Him who strengthens us. He assures us that we can do everything through Him who strengthens us. He is our strength. He is our provider. He is our protector. He is our guide. He's there to empower us. And so our prayer is, Father, teach us to trust you. Teach us to trust you in our weakest moments. Teach us to trust you. Teach us to hold on to your word and hold on to your hand. Teach us to abide in you. You know, one of the reasons why we worship God is because we worship God because of who He is. God is the creator and He is worthy of our worship. We worship Him because of His transparency, His uniqueness, His holiness. His yes is yes and His no is no. He's not a man that He should lie, nor is He a man that He should repent. This is God that we're talking about. Yes, Lord, and our prayer is that never let me go. I lay it all down again. to hear you say that I'm your friend. Draw me close to you. And Father, we ask that you never let us go. And Father, today we lay it all down before you. We lay it all down before you again. And Father, we just want to hear that I'm your friend. Oh, help me find a way to bring me back to you. Help me know you, honey. Oh, you're all I want. Yes, you are Jesus. You're all I've ever needed. Help me know you, honey. Psalm 95, verse 1 to 6 says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Isn't it amazing to know that there is a shepherd looking after you? Isn't it amazing to know that we are his people? And that as we continue to draw close to him, we begin to desire him more and more and more. We begin to want him more. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you, honey. Oh, you're all I want, oh God. Yeah. Help me know. We kneel before your throne right now. We kneel before your throne. In humble adoration, we come before you. You know, as I'm doing this, I'm hearing the birds chirp and sing, and I just think to myself, God, how awesome you are. You created that. Created that. You created me, knowing every fiber of my body, knowing every hair follicle on my skin. You know, the wrinkles and the crinks and the... You just know everything. Lord, we want you to know that you are our desire and that no one else will do. No one else will do. No one else can compare to your loving kindness. No one else can compare to how faithful you are. And no one else can compare to that stretched arm that reaches out for me. No one else can compare. No one else can do that for me. Help me. Father, I want to say that I know, that I know, that I know that you are near.
Yeah.
I know that you are near. I know that you are here. I know that you're around me.
Psalm 66, 1 to 4 says, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Lift up your voice. Sing praises to his name. 'Cause he deserves all the honor. And he deserves all the glory. I praise your name. I make a joyful noise unto you, God, right now. Right here, right now, oh Lord. I make a joyful noise. I make a joyful noise, yeah. We make a joyful noise. We shout the honor of your name, God. And we say, how awesome are your works. How awesome are your works. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, How we thank and praise you for the everlasting life that you have given to us by your wonderful grace and love. May we grow day by day to be more like you, full of compassion and kindness, stature our hearts with your love, so that we may love you more with every passing breath, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is making us to be more like you, Lord Jesus. We want to reflect your grace and your beauty in thought, word, and deed. We ask that we may devote our time and heart to reflect on all that you are and all you have done for us, so that we are able to magnify you more and more in our lives, so that the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ may be seen and reflected in us. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, we're on all social media websites. If you want to follow me personally, I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. You will find me. We also have a Heart of Worship page, a Heart of Worship. Just go ahead and follow that. We also have a Spotify playlist for you, so that you can continue in your line of worship. Also, I want to announce that we have a worship breakfast on the 27th of May. And if you want to be able to attend that, please go to my Instagram page at JC May and register for that. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.